Peter, it is hot. Mm-hmm. Hot today, and not just here, but across more than half of the country.
I'm looking at my hometown, Phoenix, 113 later this week.
I can see why you moved here. No, but it is July. But with the temperature and the heat index reaching triple digits in many locations, it actually can be dangerous. So joining us now is Mark Elliott, meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Mark, how widespread is this heat wave?
You know, if you're east of the Rockies, you are feeling some part of this heat. Approximately 18 states with advisories of some kind. And, you know, not to be left out, the West Coast, especially Southern California into Arizona, getting in on heat advisories as well as excessive heat warnings also.
Is it unusual to have this intense heat and humidity over such a wide area and for so long?
You know, it's summer. You expect it to be hot. And it's easy to discount this as, oh, they're making such a big deal. It's heat in the summer. You know, it's a little bit different, especially when you look at the nighttime lows. In the past 7 days, there have been 369 records for how warm the lowest temperature of the day has been. And that's just the past week. You look at a monthly timescale, I mean, it's been really warm and building warm from, you know, May into June.
So what is causing this?
In this case, we have a very strong ridge in place. High pressure is known for this kind of event, especially during the summer. You have sinking air under high pressure, which does a couple of things. Number one, it limits the amount of cloud cover you'll see, which limits the amount of rain you'll see, so that's not going to cool you down. You get more sun, so that heats you up even further. And then that sinking air actually warms up. If you've ever, say, pumped up a bicycle tire using a hand pump, the outside of that pump will heat up because you're compressing the air inside. That same thing happens with high pressure naturally in our atmosphere.
Now, again, you say we have heat waves, you know, every year. This is summer. Like, we shouldn't be so surprised by this. But when you look at May, the month of May, it was the warmest May on record in the U.S. Average temperature that month was 65 degrees, which is 5 degrees above average. So is that a blip, or should we expect that 2018 is going to be warmer overall compared to the average?
You know, the year so far has been really topsy-turvy. We were coming off one of the coldest Februaries, just to lead into one of the warmest Marches, then to go back into one of the coldest Aprils, and then the real heat kicked in for May and June. So far in 2018, we've gone back and forth a couple of times. And, you know, you have to go on a much longer time scale than just month to month to see what's happening. And the long-term trend is definitely warming. And, you know, honestly, a lot of the research is suggesting that high-pressure areas are getting larger, they're getting stronger, and they're slowing down. And so in the winter, that can be a big high-pressure zone that allows for cold air from the Arctic to spill into the United States and give you much colder than average temperatures. In the summer, if you're right underneath that high, you're going to be on the warm side of things. Mm-hmm. And so basically, it all depends on whether you're underneath a ridge or a trough. And if those wiggles keep getting bigger, you're going to have more extremes month to month.
So the National Weather Service posted a reminder that heat actually kills more people every year than tornadoes, lightning, and floods. You know, we've seen images of people being moved out of nursing homes where they don't have air conditioning and put into other places where they do have air conditioning. What do you recommend to people about staying cool, staying safe in this heat?
It really is incredible. Heat is the number one weather killer if you look on a long time scale. Now, if you factor in a Katrina or possibly even a Harvey, you could say that flooding gets pretty close as well. But 134 Americans are killed each year on that 30-year average because of heat, of all things. And it comes down to being a good neighbor, really. You have to think about people that don't have air conditioning, especially the really young or the elderly, as they're more susceptible to having medical issues because of heat. Kind of combined with that, however, is that when you get into these long-term heat events, you can lose power. There can be brownouts. Right. There are people whose lives depend on having electricity in place.
So, Mark, tomorrow's the 4th of July. A lot of people are going to be spending a lot of time outside tomorrow at parades, at the fireworks displays. Should they be expecting this heat to be a problem, or what would you say is the best and worst place to be tomorrow?
You know, where it's hot, it's going to stay hot until the end of the week. So, you know, the typical precautions, if you're going to be outside for a while, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, and lots of water, and lots of sunscreen.
Right.
You could argue the morning parades might be the most in jeopardy along the Texas to Louisiana coastline. There is a bit of a low-pressure swirl that's coming across the Northern Gulf. Not tropical. This is an upper-level low, but don't tell that to people in New Orleans who woke up to flooding this morning. That's going to move further west. So somewhere along the Texas-Louisiana border, maybe to Houston, try to hold off until later in the day. Hopefully the fireworks time will clear out, but the morning is going to be rather soggy.
And best spot?
Oh, best spot, I would argue, is probably always somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
Because it's so much cooler this
right.
time of year in general. Anywhere that you can get a breeze off the water, which, you know, really made Boston feel great yesterday, but not so much today because that wind switched around. So getting some relief for either from the lakes or from the oceans, from the trough in the Pacific Northwest into the kind of the high plains, those are pretty good spots to be.
I remember when I lived in Los Angeles years ago, all the fireworks displays happened except for the one in Santa Monica where I was because of fog. On that night,
yeah, it's just not fair, right?
Right, not fair. That's Mark Elliott, who is a meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Mark, thanks so much. Happy 4th of July.
Thanks, you too. Glad to be here.